Rugby players from a high school in the Crenshaw neighborhood are heading to China on Thursday to play in tournaments and experience another culture. Faith Miller talked to the team about all the ways the sport has changed their lives.
On the corner of Crenshaw and Slauson, 14-year-old Nia Tolliver plays rugby at Viewpoint Prep High. She admits the game is an aggressive contact sport.
Because I played basketball in the past, and I've always fouled out because I'm really a contact person, and I'm big.
But she and her teammates credit the game with making them better students. 11th grader Noah Trotter says playing rugby taught him discipline and focus.
Before, I was really not a bad kid, but I made bad decisions.
He joined the team in high school after almost failing 8th grade.
I just changed, like, my whole mindset.
Now, Trotter is a straight-A student. He says his coach helped to turn him around.
But he actually helped me become a better role model, believe it or not. He helped me stay focused on my grades. He helped me succeed.
But rugby team founder and coach, Stuart Crone, won't take credit.
They pretty much do it. We just give them, you know, sort of playing field that they can do it on.
They run with the ball on and off the field. They prepared this song for post-game celebrations while they're in China, without any adult help.
Me and all my friends, we're all misunderstood.
Junior Simone Mwepo says it's the support and trust of the rugby family that has pushed the group to excel.
Each player wants each other to do the best that they can do. And I know what you can do, so if you do anything less, I'm going to let you know and make sure you continue to push yourself.
Other players say that rugby itself is the positive outlet that has changed them. Regardless, every player I talked to smiled wide when I asked them to describe what it feels like to play.
And there's adrenaline everywhere. You kind of just get the ball, camera, run with things.
I think rugby just helps bring it all together and keep them focused, you know, because they love it so much. And if they start messing up in school, then there's no more rugby.
The team will travel China for 10 days and visit Beijing, Shanghai, and Hong Kong, where they will compete in the Hong Kong International Youth Sevens Tournament. Faith Miller, Annenberg Radio News.